The City of Greater Sudbury's elected officials appear optimistic something will finally happen at the long-vacant Paris Street Hospital property. I am hopeful and excited that the first steps are finally underway for this long-anticipated development and that the developer appears ready to make an investment of this magnitude in our city, Ward 4 Coun. Pauline Fortin told Sudbury.com. I think it is a vote of confidence in the future of our city and I am looking forward to being part of the council that works with staff, the developer and other stakeholders to move this project forward. Ward 6 Coun. René LaPierre credited Panoramic Properties' plans for the site as being potentially transformational for the city. Greater Sudbury is in a state to leap from average-size city to a large city, LaPierre said. As a member of the Planning Committee, of City Council, I look forward to seeing the formal application with details and staff recommendations. Earlier this month, Panoramic Properties released a few details regarding their plans for the redevelopment of the old St. Joseph's Health Center property on Paris Street, including preliminary drawings. They note the site will host three new buildings, including a 20-story condominium, 16-story urban loft, rental building and a 12-story retirement residence. In total, the site will include 222 condominium units, 199 apartments and 109 retirement guest suites. A restaurant is proposed for the top floor of the condominium building, which would be open to the public, and feature panoramic views of Ramsey Lake including amenities allowing for outdoor dining and private events on a covered rooftop terrace. A cafe is proposed for the ground floor of the retirement residence. Panoramic Properties owner Angelo Butera declined to answer Sudbury.com's questions about the development, deferring all comments to the company's initial media release. Sudbury.com reached out to all 13 members of Greater Sudbury City Council last week for their reactions to the plan, and after a week had received comments from seven of them. No comment came from Ward 1 Coun. Mark Signoretti, Ward 2 Coun. Michael Vignini, Ward 3 Coun. Jerry Montpelier and Ward 12 Coun. Jocelyn Landry Altman. Out-of-office replies came from Ward 9 Coun. Deb McIntosh and Ward 8 Coun. Al Sizer. Despite Panoramic Properties having held the property for 13 years already, during which the existing hospital structure has remained vacant, all seven of those to respond appeared optimistic something would finally happen with the property. I am pleased that Panoramic Properties Inc. is moving forward with plans to redevelop this prime location at the heart of our city with residential and other public uses, Mayor Paul Lefebvre said, adding that he looks forward to seeing it go through the application process. This council is proactive with development, Ward 11 Coun. Bill LeDuc said. I think Panoramic Properties recognizes that and wants to get this done this term. The developer's first big delay will be going through the city's regular planning processes, which LeDuc said typically take several months. I'm hoping that with the power of the planning committee and staff and council working together, hopefully we can reduce this time so that Panoramic Properties can bring this project to fruition, he said. Ward 5 Coun. Mike Parent shared this sentiment, noting, it is incumbent of the mayor and council to assist not only this developer, but all developers to succeed in building residential spaces in our city, and the Future Ready Development Services Committee is tasked with leading this. Ward 10 Coun. Fern Cormier expressed his optimism the project will proceed, while Ward 7 Coun. Natalie Labbe said she is encouraged by the proposal. The long-vacant hospital, she said, has been a major eyesore on prime real estate on a very busy corridor for far too long. City administrators are currently looking into potential solutions to vacant and derelict properties in Greater Sudbury, and are expected to table a report for city council members by the end of the year. Sudbury.com asked the city's elected officials about this effort. I receive consistent emails and phone calls about residential property standards and derelict commercial buildings, Labbe said. Many people take pride in their homes and their yards. When they see others being allowed to keep their property in derelict and substandard conditions, it creates anger and apathy. Commercial properties shouldn't be exempt from this expectation. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.